travel out the country, who am I supposed to borrow money from? Tito? I don't think so. I need to maintain my high style of living. That's why we're having the Never Neverland sale. You'll never find a bargain like these. Everything gotta go. Come on, boy, bring the behind. Now, take this llama, for instance. This little beauty costs thousands of dollars in a big city zoo. But see, down here at the Never Neverland, you can walk it off the lot for just $99.99. That's right, $99.99. Spurs so soft you can ride them butt naked. Michael did. Come on, boy, bring it behind. Come on. Need blank videotapes? We literally have thousands. These home videos had to be bulk erased to avoid prosecution. And now we pass the savings on to you. Go on now. And while you're watching your home movies, how about some popcorn? The elephant man's skull makes a great popcorn bowl. I am not an animal. Now, come on, Marlon, bring me that box, man. How about some children's clothes? These used to belong to Michael's little monkey named Bubbles, but he's dead and this stuff is priced to move. Look at these cute little overalls. Look at this here sweater. Look at this cute little pair of satin underdrawers. Wait a minute, these are LaToya's. Now go on, get out of here. Come on, boy. You got a skin problem? No problem. We got cases and cases of fade cream. Also great for removing birthmarks and incriminating moles. Look here. Are you having trouble sleeping? Check out this hyperbaric sleeping chamber. No reasonable offer will be turned down. And it's got other uses, too. Crazy daughter won't keep her damn mouth shut writing all them damn books. Locked from the outside, and it's soundproof too. Get down here in the next 20 minutes and I'll throw in LaToya absolutely free. Better hurry, cause 20 minutes of air is about all she got left. Get hands off that book.
Joe Jackson, he beats prices like he beats his kids.
Yeah. Friday morning is here. This show is spontaneous. Innuendos on every Friday from 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. My name is Funko. Shouts out to all. We are Radio Valencia, broadcasted straight from the mission, the heart of San Francisco. Here in the mission, the studio, live and direct, Radio Valencia. Yes, we are here till noon o'clock. Remember, coming up at noon, stay tuned for Dropped the Charges. All will be well. Drop the Charges. Coming in with your host, DJ Mark, returning, spinning vinyl, soul and blues. He'll be here at noon. All will be well. Till then, I am here. So much music, so little time. Let's give it to you. Music you heard. The Great James Gang with the song Funk 49. Funk hashtag 49. Live and direct. Before that, we had something from Joe Jackson's In Living Color. That's a 30-year-old sketch, man. You could tell 30 years ago on Living Color. I hope you liked it. Sounded so good. Other music in that set. We also had great music and new music from All Them Witches song, Hold Up, Say What. Before that, new music from Robinson Curry with the song Taxi Bruce. Other music in that set, we also had new music from Ginzu with the song Master Bluff. We also had Flowers for June with the song Stripper Knot. We had music by request going out to Dysfunction Anal, and the song was called If It Bleeds, It Leads with the artist James Newton Howard. And we started off the whole set with the band Health and the song Crime Wave. You're caught up with the music. If you want more music, 415-766-4428. To everyone around the world, 1415 766 44 28. And I gotta give a big shout out to Bo from San Ho. Bo from San Ho, he sent me an email, and you're able to send me an email. Anyone else, it's Faco at gmail.com. It's Faco on X. There you go. See, Bo from San Ho, he sent me some stuff. I'm trying to get this going. Okay, we were talking about the last air break about unwritten rules in movies, how we allow it to happen. We say, okay, we can let that slide. You know, like someone goes to a bar and goes, let me get a beer. You know, there's fucking so many varieties of beer, dude. You can't just say beer at a bar. People get mad, right? Stuff like that. You know, people talking, not talking loud in a crowded concert or crowded disco, right? So those kind of rules. And Bo from San Ho was talking about bad guy patience. In fight scenes involving multiple enemies, the villains will respectfully attack the hero one by one, standing in a circle and waiting for their turn while their comrade is defeated. You know, that happens all the time, everywhere. You know, from the days of Bruce Lee to now, you know. Or here's another one. He says, instant knockouts. Anyone struck on the head will instantly lose consciousness for the exact duration of the plot's convenience, suffering absolutely no long-term brain damage or concussions. I've been hit in the head, but never immediately went unconscious. You're right, Bo from San Ho. Like someone hit, like the butt of the gun, you know, they go, knock them out, hit them with the butt of the gun, they instantly just fall to the ground, you know. Or how, or they get hit on the ground and they're knocked out. Okay, he's all done, you know. That's another unwritten rule in movies and films, man. You know, there was only one time I saw in a movie where, only one time out of my 40 years of watching movies, one time where like a guy got hit with like the end of a machine gun and he got hit in the head, and then the guy who got hit in the head was going like this, ow, oh, oh no, ow, and they had to hit him a few times. He knocked out. And that was like some crazy B movie. That was not even a movie like in Hollywood. It was like a movie I saw, dude, on beta or something like that, you know. I can't remember, you know, I can't even remember the movie. It was not a big movie, you know. That's why they did that route, you know. If it was gonna be a big true Hollywood movie, they would have been instantly knocked down. You want to hang out with De Niro, Scorsese, Tarantino, you gotta get instantly knocked down, you know. So there you go. You know, those are unwritten rules in the movies. In the movie scenes, you know, that's how it is. If you guys got any more unwritten rules, you could send me itsfaco@gmail.com. Or when they're smoking, man, they don't even inhale. You could tell when they're not smoking, you know. Or just a little bit of smoke comes out and you're like, dude, this guy doesn't smoke. You know, one would even say the way they hold their cigarette, you could tell they don't know how to smoke. But that's an acting thing. If you're an actor, and you're trained, you're supposed to be classically trained and trained, and train yourself to be a smoker, even though you're not a smoker, you know? But, you know, when you see smokers and barely any smoke comes out, you know? I heard, it's not tobacco that they do. It's, cigarette made out of estrogen? No. Is it estrogen? No. The cigarette is made out of ginseng. That's what it is. So I guess there's ginseng cigarettes. And they use, but they don't inhale that. I've seen it so many times. They like light the cigarette. They don't even put it in their lungs. They go pop, pop, real quick. And everybody goes, okay, that's the cut. That's the one we're using, you know? For the longest time, man, fight scenes were really bad, you know? You could even check out Oscar Award winning movie, Godfather. There's that part where Sonny beats the hell out of Carlo for hitting his sister. And half of those punches are not, you could see them not hitting, you know? But now, the action scenes are way better now, you know? Even Rocky 1, dude, a lot of the punches weren't landing. You could hella tell. They're not landing, you know? That was an unwritten rule for a little bit, then they had to fix it. They fixed it. Now the action scenes are nuts, you know? So there you go. If you guys got any more, give me a call. 415-766-4428. Gotta give a big shout out to Shreeja. Shreeja is on every Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 10 on 92.3 KSJO. She's the big dog. She runs the bay. And I gotta give her a shout out. Check her show out every Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 a.m., guys. Her show's called Started with Shreeja. And she was talking about the Pringles guy. And evidently, the Pringles, the guy who made Pringles, passed away. And they ended up burying him in an actual Pringles can. That was his wish. That sounds like a joke and everything, but no, that was his actual wish. Like, he wants to get buried inside of a Pringles can, right? So I go, damn, what flavor would that be? First thought, sour cream and onion, you know? That's what I thought. It's sour, you know? What was the other one? Golden cheddar was another flavor that some people thought, you know? The original flavor, someone would thought, because that's the original one, right? But most likely it was barbecue flavored, man. They passed, and you know, they had to fit them in the can, right? So they had to get them in ashes and put them in a Pringles can and closed up the seal, right? So that's way he could fit inside of that Pringles can. But then I think I found out that no, it was an actual casket, and they made it round just like a Pringles can, and his body is inside, man. Professional just showed up and he said, "Professional, what's up, professional? Thanks for listening." You know, so the guy who made Pringles is buried inside of a Pringles can. Barbecue flavored. You know, it's round, baby. There you go. Shouts out to the professional. Next week, professional Sublime album comes out. I can't wait. It's going to be dope. I'll be playing another track from there. If anyone else wants music, 415-766-4428. To everyone around the world, 1-415-766-4428. or hit me up at itsfarco@gmail.com. It's Farco on X. Enough of me. Let's get back into the music. This band is called Rezin, R-E-Z-N, Rezin, and they got a new song out, and the song hits. This song is called Rites of Passage. Radio Valencia.
We told you today's flight would be special. That's William Bedford, a.k.a. Billy Bedlam.
Mass murderer?
The same. He caught his wife in bed with another man, left her alone, drove four towns over to his wife's family's house, killed her parents, her brothers, her sisters, even her dog.
Scan him.
And who is that good-looking brother on screen?
Nathan Jones, a.k.a. Diamond Dog, former general of the Black Guerrillas. He blew up a meeting of the National Rifle Association saying, and I quote, they represented the basest negativity of the white race. He wrote a book in prison called Reflections in a Diamond Eye. New York Times called it a wake-up call for the black community. They're talking to Denzel for the movie.
Closed door number one.
This one's done it all. Kidnapping, robbery, murder, extortion.
Foxtrot Charlie, perimeter is secure. You are cleared to release.
His name is Cyrus Grissom, a.k.a. Cyrus the Virus. 39 years old, 25 of them spent in our institutions. But he's bettered himself inside, earned 2 degrees, including his Juris Doctor. He also killed 11 fellow inmates, incited 3 riots, and escaped twice. Likes to brag that he killed more men than cancer.
Okay, open wide. Lift your tongue.
Cyrus is a poster child for the criminally insane. He's a true product of the system.
What's that supposed to mean? What is he, one of these sociology majors who thinks we're responsible for breeding these animals?
No, but I could point a few fingers if it would make you feel comfortable.
Look at this walking penis. Boy, you are one skinny Negro.
Easy, man.
Open
shit.
Up. Oh, man, it smells like someone shit in your mouth.
Told me he loved me.
Get out of my face.
All right, all right. Yeah.
Hey, Larkin, who's that guy?
That is Cameron Poe, a parolee hitching a ride home. He's a nobody.
Okay, let's do it.
Willie.
Nobody on the plane knows your classification. Not even my guards.
Guard Bishop?
Hey, Larkin.
Tell me, Skip. Is the U.S. Marshal Service in the habit of employing annoying, wise-ass bookworm creeps?
Larkin's one of the best we got.
Yeah, well, I still like to crush his larynx with my boot.
Scan him. Face me. What's this shit?
It's my daughter.
Well, I don't care if it's a weeping mom or Christ. There's no personal possessions on this airplane.
Just as long as you know, I'll be getting that back at some point.
Are you telling me what I'm going to be doing here, numbnuts?
You heard me.
Hey. Come on, break it up.
Valencia, remember, coming up soon, stay tuned for DJ Mark. He returns at noon with the show Drop the Charges. All will be well, spinning soul, blues, all on wax. I gotta give a big shout out to the professional. Professional says, sometimes vagina smells like an ashtray, but I will still eat that filthy box. Professional also says, I'm preferable to eating stanky meat flaps, but number one rule of Fight Club, get her off before you empty your heavy load of a nutsack. Professional, the P in professional stands for philosophy. Professional is here, listening in. Sometimes after he eats the vagina, he looks like the Joker from Dark Knight, man. Professional knows what to do. He is professional. That's how it goes. Remember, this show is spontaneous innuendos on every Friday from 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. DJ Mark is minutes away. Enough of me. Let's see if we can get a couple more in. Here is new music from Mike and Bullard. Bullard. That's Mike and Bullard with the song Spins. New music to your eardrums. Coming in now, this is Mike and Bullard with the song Spins. Radio Valencia.
Pushes in the pins. What's he yelling?
You made me play second base!
I'm sorry! I did the best I could! Nice shot, son! It's important to be supportive. Come on, let's sing one of the old tunes. When you're sliding into home and your pants are full of foam, diarrhea...
Stay tuned for DJ Marquis Minutes Away, but it's about that time.